Throughout the almost 10-year mission in Afghanistan, many of our Defence Force members have served multiple tours, particularly the Special Forces, Engineering Regiments and Cavalry units. To discuss the impact of the Prime Minister's announcement, I spoke earlier with James Brown. He's a military fellow at the Lowy Institute and a former Army officer who was attached to Special Forces in Afghanistan. James Brown, are you surprised that Australian troop withdrawals could begin within months?
This has been signalled by the Prime Minister and Defence Minister for about the last 9 months. Every time they've spoken about the transition in Afghanistan, they've always said that they were on track for transition by 2014, but have included the caveat, or perhaps earlier. And now we're seeing what an earlier transition looks like.
The Prime Minister says the training of the Afghan National Army's 4th Brigade in Uruzgan province is going well, that they're capable of planning and conducting operations on their own. Do you think the Australian people will be satisfied that the Afghan Army is ready to stand up on its own?
No, she hasn't presented compelling evidence of that. She's mentioned the fact that the 4th Brigade can conduct independent operations, but the real concerns that defence people have with the capability of that brigade is about its ability to handle complicated logistics and intelligence, and she hasn't mentioned any of those sorts of capabilities.
The Prime Minister says that she's also prepared to consider what she's calling a limited Special Forces contribution after 2014. She says it would have to be under the right circumstances and under the right mandate. What do you envisage that'll mean?
Well, that's an interesting announcement because that language is much more guarded than it has been in the past. In the past, they've talked about providing some sort of overwatch military capability. There's no talk of that in this speech. She's talking there about being able to link that into counter-terrorism efforts. By the right mandate, I think she's caveating the contribution, perhaps signalling that it won't be allocated to the US Joint Special Operations Command, which has handled most of the counter-terrorism operations in Afghanistan and Pakistan. What you're looking at is a limited Special Forces contribution, and I think that's the Prime Minister responding to concerns that our Special Forces soldiers have been overtasked in the last few years, that they're weary of doing rotations into Afghanistan.
Do you think the morale of our forces will be affected knowing that our mission is going to start to wind down?
Look, transitions are very difficult, and the Prime Minister's mentioned that in her speech. I think there will be people in the Defence Force who are still very passionate about going to Afghanistan and doing their role, but equally there will be soldiers who have concern about being the last casualty or being the last wounded soldier from the Australian contribution in Afghanistan. The experience of this sort of transition in Iraq was quite painful, particularly for the British in southern Iraq, so we'll need to guard against any sort of threat to morale that might occur as a result of this announcement.
And how might that affect Australia's operations in Afghanistan?
You'll start to see Australian patrolling patterns diminish significantly. You'll start to see less movement outside of the bases. Certainly there'll be no unaccompanied movement without Afghan forces. That's been happening for some time, and the initiative will really be left to the Afghan security forces to clear new areas and to patrol into new areas in Uruzgan.
The retired Major General John Cantwell, who commanded Australia's forces in Afghanistan in 2010, he says that at a human level he does not think that our mission there has been worth the price. As a former officer in the Australian Army, someone who served in Afghanistan, what do you think?
I think General Cantwell's been a little misquoted there. What he actually said was that at the human level it wasn't worth it, but at the level of international strategy it was. And that's the difficulty in war. We want to commit military forces to press home our national interests. We want to commit troops to guard the values that we believe in. But increasingly, we're very sensitive to having any military casualties because we see them so clearly now, whereas before we didn't see soldiers die in war. That's a real dilemma for democracies, and it's really shaping the way we contribute military forces in the future. Increasingly, we want to contribute special forces because we have the idea that they have less casualties rather than contributing boots on the ground.
And from your contact with still serving members of the Australian Defence Force, do they believe that it's worth the price?
It's a difficult question to answer. Some will and some won't.
Has it improved Australia's national security?
It's protected our national security. It's stopped that safe haven, that sanctuary that was being developed in Afghanistan where terrorists could have passports issued by the Taliban administration where they could generate enormous profits. But it's certainly been an expensive and long war.
And that's James Brown, a military fellow at the Lowy Institute. He was speaking with me earlier.